USA Radio News. The U.S. is sending another $200 million in defense aid to Ukraine. President Biden authorized the funding on Saturday to be used for military training and other assistance. Congress approved a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine as the Russian invasion rolls into its third week. Vice President Kamala Harris.
$4 billion of that will be directly committed to humanitarian assistance.
A powerful late-winter storm is leaving thousands in the dark along the East Coast. The storm's high winds and heavy snowfall left more than 140,000 people without power Saturday. The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. As many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil in what a U.S. defense official and an Iraqi official said was a strike launched from neighboring Iran. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Speaking at a rally in South Carolina, former President Trump wants to change how America holds its elections come 2024.
With mail-in ballots only for the military and vote for those people who are very ill and cannot vote in person.
A former township clerk and current county election supervisor in Michigan has been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primary. Kathy Funk also is charged with misconduct in office, the Michigan Attorney General's office said. Both charges are felonies punishable by up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Officials at Chernobyl say the nuclear power plant has been running on generators since the electrical system was damaged during a Russian attack last week. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the reactors at the Ukrainian plant are now dependent on diesel generators and that repairs are ongoing. Ukraine says the site is under Russian control and that 400 Russian soldiers are present full-time at the site. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former chief executive officer has agreed to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium after audits concluded that improper spending and questionable business practices cost the institution more than $630,000. The zoo's board of directors announced approval of a settlement with former CEO Thomas Stoff for $400,000, which an August 2021 forensic audit said he received inappropriately. In January, the zoo announced settlements with two other former top officials. An investigation found those zoo officials allowed relatives to live in houses owned or controlled by the zoo and sought tickets for family members to zoo entertainment events. A British biotech firm received approval from U.S. regulators to release over 2 million genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida and California as part of an expanded effort to combat transmission of diseases like Zika, dengue fever, and canine heartworm. The experimental public health effort, which still requires final approval from state regulators, follows the 2021 release of over 140,000 genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys by British biotech firm Oxitec. Oxitec said its genetically modified male and thus non-biting mosquitoes actually help reduce the overall population. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.